他被誉为最牛80后资本大佬。
He is known as the most powerful 80s-born capital tycoon.
他靠着锦州银行原董事长违规放贷的40亿。
He profited from the 40 billion yuan that was illegally lent by the former chairman of Jinju Bank.
就能把自己创办的多福集团营收拉到了2068亿元。
This allowed him to pull the revenue of his own company, Darfu Group, up to 206.8 billion yuan.
并成功跻身中国民营企业500强当中的第28位。
And successfully ranked as the 28th among China's top 500 private enterprises.
2019年10月。
October 2019.
胡润发布的2019胡润80后白手起家富豪榜。
The Hurun Report on the 2019 Hurun List of Chinese Entrepreneurs in their 80s.
38岁的胡兴荣首次上榜。
38-year-old Hu Xingrong made his first appearance on the list.
他财富是100亿啊。
His wealth is 100 billion.
全国排名第11位，牛吧
？Ranked tenth in the country, huh?
被他的贵人锦州银行原董事长张伟执掌这家银行已经17年了。
So, Mr. Zhang Wei, the former chairman of Jinjin Bank, has been in charge of this bank for 17 years.
同在这一年 ，2019 年的7月的一天
，On one day in July 2019.
他敏锐地察觉到他违规放贷出去的百亿资金已经藏不住了。
He keenly realized that the billions of dollars he had borrowed illegally were no longer hidden.
他先是悄悄订好了一张去美国的机票。
He first quietly booked a flight to the United States.
而为了掩人耳目，航班起飞的当天
On the day of the flight, in order to cover up the departure,
他特意安排了一场商务局。
He specially arranged a meeting with the Department of Finance.
随行的锦州市政府的官员来到京东亦庄总部。
The officials from the Jinju Municipal Government accompanied by
邀约刘强东见。
Invite Liu Kaindong.
对外的目的是劝说京东能入股锦州银行，化解流动性危机。
The goal is to persuade JD.com to invest in Jinju Bank to help it overcome its liquidity crisis.
五点的饭局时间。
Five o'clock dinner time.
张伟是谈笑风生。
Gan Wai was witty and humorous.
到了六点半。
It was 6:30.
他谎称胃部旧疾发作。
He claimed to be experiencing a stomach emergency.
借口要飞往香港去看病啊。
The excuse is that he's going to Hong Kong for medical treatment.
他独自匆匆离开了饭局。
He left the dinner party abruptly.
八点的飞机。
8 o'clock flight.
张伟顺利登上了飞往美国的国际航班。
Kang Wai successfully boarded the international flight to the United States.
飞机已经驶入了跑道。
The plane has entered the runway.
开始滑行。
Start sliding.
他长吁一口气，悬着的心终于落下了。
He let out a sigh of relief, and his heart finally calmed down.
他发了条。安全的消息。
He sent a secure message
给大洋彼岸的家人。
To my dear family across the ocean.
无比惬意的他，这时候眯上了眼睛。
He was so relaxed that he closed his eyes.
等着和家人团聚。
Waiting to reunite with family.
可是这时巨大的飞机机翼抖动了一下，广播通知。
But then, a large airplane wing shook suddenly and the announcement came over.
飞机临停了。半小时后
After the plane had been stopped for half an hour.
执法人员带走了蜷缩在角落里的张董事长。
The police took Mr. Zhang, who was huddled in a corner away.
他面色苍白。
He was pale.
几乎无法呼吸。
Almost unable to breathe.
当然听闻此消息无比慌张的。
Of course, I was very anxious to hear the news.
还有远在浙江温州的胡兴荣。
There is also Hu Xingrong, who lives in Wenzhou, Zhejiang.
这个牛人。
This person is awesome.
1981年出生在温州的一个普通家庭。
Born in Wenzhou in 1981, from a normal family.
高中都没有读完。
Didn't finish high school.
19岁便辍学下海经商。
At the age of 19, he dropped out of school and went into business.
2000年后
2000 years later,
他凑钱开了家。
He saved up and opened a business.
叫雅杰索业的。
Call me Yujai.
最高的时候做到了2000万营收。
Reached a peak revenue of 20 million.
这已经很牛了啊。
This is really impressive.
可是被誉为东方犹太的温州人。
However, the people of Wenzhou who are known as Eastern Jews.
骨子里都是流淌着金融和资本的血脉啊。
They are all born with a financial and capital background.
以后他便开始混迹在温州炒房团。
After that, he began to hang around with the real estate speculation groups in Wenzhou.
2008年
2008,
金融危机爆发。
Financial crisis broke out.
他跟着一群老乡北上北京小试牛刀两亿。
He followed a group of locals to Beijing for an internship, hoping to gain some experience.
买下一处烂尾楼。
Buy a piece of junk house.
很快三亿出手，竟然这么容易赚钱。
It's so easy to make money with 300 million.
从此他再也看不上他自己的生意了。
From then on, he could no longer stand his own voice.
也就在此时。
At this moment,
他认识了锦州银行。
He got to know Jinju Bank.
当时的董事长张伟，才三十几岁的小伙子出手是非常大方。
The chairman, Shang Wai, was a young man in his 20s and very generous.
不久便打动了手握巨额信贷资源的张董事长。
It quickly won over Chairman Zhang, who held a large amount of credit resources.
在张董的专业指导下
Under the professional guidance of Mr. Zhang,
胡兴荣注册了几十家空壳公司。
Hu Xing registered dozens of shell companies.
拿出锦州银行带来的40亿，买进一批电检铜， A 公司卖给 B 公司， B 再卖给 C 再卖回给 A 公司。
Take 400 million from Jinju Bank to buy a batch of electrical copper from a company, sell to B company, and sell to CC, and finally sell back to a company.
货物全程都放在一个仓库。
All the goods are stored in a single warehouse.
不用挪动。
No need to move.
不用加工。
Unprocessed.
只流转合同、发票和资金。40亿的资金。
Only the contract invoices and the 400 million funds are circulating.
一天之内可以完成10轮。
10 rounds can be completed in one day.
20轮的循环交易。
20 rounds of trading.
每一轮都会计入一次营业收入。
Each round will remember one revenue.
营收迅速突破了2000亿。
Revenue quickly exceeded 2 billion.
那这就是60后的银行董事长和80后的资本大佬的资本故事啊。
That's the story of a banker from Generation 60 and a capital tycoon from Generation 80.
愉快地玩耍了。
Enjoyed playing.
快六年了。
It's been almost 6 years.
他还买了两家上市公司。
He also bought two publicly traded companies.
再把股权全部抵押出去。
Mortgage all the equity.
继续在银行套钱。
Keep withdrawing money from the bank.
直到2019年的7月。
Until July 2019.
得知张伟被带走调查的消息。
Upon hearing the news that Zhang Wei was taken away for investigation,
虎熊龙慌了。
Tiger, bear, and dragon are all in a panic.
而焦急等待了四个月。
And after anxiously waiting for 4 months,
却在北京得到了一个对他来说是天大的好消息。
However, he got a big surprise in Beijing.
张伟于2019年的12月在羁押期间因病去世了。
Zhang Wei died in custody on December 2019 due to illness.
这也带走了大量和胡兴荣私下利益勾兑。
This also took away a large amount of the illicit profits made through private dealings with Hu Jingrong.
违规放贷的核心证据。
Poor evidence of illegal lending.
同时意味着胡兴荣可能安全落地了啊。
This also means that Hu Jingrong may have landed safely.
就在这个月，年仅38岁的胡兴荣被推上了温州商会总会长的位置啊。
This month, only 38-year-old Hu Jingrong was promoted to the position of chairman of the Wenzhou Chamber of Commerce.
从此，他达到了人生的最巅峰。
From then on, he reached the pinnacle of his life.
话说，那时候大部分抵押的物业和股权算是最高的时候。
At that time, the majority of the properties and shares were at their peak.
如果主动变现
If you are actively monetizing,
说不定还是正收益
Maybe it's still profitable.
那这个世界本就是福祸相依的赌徒
This world is inherently a place where fortune and misfortune are intertwined like a gambler.
赌徒怎么可能主动卸掉杠杆离场呢
？How could gamblers willingly abandon their positions and exit the market？
那后来的事情大家都知道了啊。
Everyone knows what happened later。
过了三年的好日子的多福集团。
After 3 years of good times, the Dare Fu Group。
随着银行开始主动去杠杆。
As banks begin to deleverage proactively,
用来循环刷2000亿营收的电解铜贸易周转资金
to circulate the turnover funds for electrolytic copper trading, which generates 20 billion revenue.
审批的通道也被直接关闭
The approval channel was also directly closed.
那接手锦州银行的工行也开始全面梳理遗留的问题。
After taking over Jinju Bank, the People's Bank of China also began to comprehensively address its legacy issues.
贷款，多福集团抵押在原锦州银行各地分行的工厂。
Loan from Darfu Group, collateral is the factory located in various branches of Jinju Bank.
地产。两家上市公司的股权全部纳入了工行不良资产清单。
The equity of two listed real estate companies has been fully included in the bad debt list of ICOC.
这些资产几乎都在同一时间都被拿来变卖抵债。
And these assets were almost all sold off at the same time to pay debts.
2025年的10月
October 2025.
胡兴荣失联了啊。
Hu Jingrong has disappeared.
再也没有他的消息。
There have been no further news from him.
说实话啊，说是一代资本大佬。
Honestly, I think they are all old school capitalists.
谢幕其实是不准确的。
The term Zaimu is not entirely accurate.
胡兴荣干的事情
Hu Jingrong's actions
本质上不就是掏银行的兜吗？
Is it essentially just emptying a bank account?